Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. We can talk about the scriptures, we can talk about the prophecies in the scriptures, we can say this or that about the two, but in the end, it is the unfolding, the performance of, and thus the actual fulfillment of the prophetic utterance that is the apex of Scripture. If you are concerned with prophecy, you should be more concerned in its fulfillment. If you find joy in the study of prophecy, your joy should be greater in its fulfillment. I have said before, we are living in the day and time of the fulfillment of Bible prophecies. What a wonderful time this is. On the order of Hebrews 8, verse 1, I say to you, now of the things which I have spoken, this is the psalm. Today, I will give a summary of things I have spoken to you. In the summary, I will speak for and in defense of myself from a biblical, yet real and true perspective. The Lord, all caps, in Acts 26, verse 1, gives me permission to speak for myself. He says to me, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Therefore, in accordance with Acts 24, verse 10, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself. But if I must answer, what shall I give answer to? In this summary, I will give answer to these questions. 1. John 18:38, what is truth? 2. Acts 8:34, of whom speak the prophet this? 3. Psalm 18, verse 31, who is God? Those three questions I will give answer to, and this commandment I will perform. 1 Samuel 14, verse 43. The Lord, all caps, says, tell me what thou hast done. At the end of this episode, mark the commandment in 1 Samuel 14, 43. As fulfilled by this present speaker. Okay, we will begin with the commandment, tell me what thou hast done. I have opened the scriptures. I have opened the crucial scriptures relative to God in the AVB and brought to pass that written in Luke 24, verse 32. He opened to us the scriptures. I have opened the scriptures relative to the law of God. I have declared before. The law of God is open. It is in effect. It is in operation. Acts 19:38 says, the law is open. Acts 19:38, in answer to the question, what is truth? That is truth. Acts 19:38, the law is open. The law is indeed open. Okay. The law is all, the law of God is unobstructed. It is clear. The statement in Acts 19:38, the law is open, is being fulfilled. Mark this scripture, Acts 19:38, as in progress. And mark Luke 24:32 as being also in progress, or as also being in progress. Expound means to set forth point by point, to state in detail. The scripture, Luke 24:27, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. That is a thing I have done. I have expounded to the people the scriptures concerning myself in the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God program. Mark the Luke 24:27 statement as fulfilled. In the papacy's call intended to be received by God, I have set forth point by point the things or the scriptures concerning myself. In the expectations concerning God, I have done the same. Also, in the Lord all caps promises made to God, in the Lord all caps signs of the presence of God on earth where no man is, in the matter on the law of God, and in the things the Lord all caps has said to me in the AVB, I have expounded the scriptures concerning myself. What is truth? Truth is the Luke 24:27 statement is truth. I have expounded the scriptures concerning myself. What have I done? I have discovered myself. In the AVB, the Lord all caps calls me God. And in the AVB, the Lord all caps affords me all the privileges and rights of God. I have discovered myself. I have discovered God. In Isaiah 57:8, the Lord all caps says to me, thou hast discovered thyself. Mark Isaiah 57:8 statement as fulfilled. What is truth? Truth is, I have truly found myself. The Isaiah 57:8 statement is truth. What have I done? I have found the AZB to be a law book. I have made that declaration several times. The AVB is a law book. Romans 7:21 says, find then a law? Have I found then a law? Yes. I have one law I have found in the Lord, all caps, law of the curse against Africa and its Aboriginal people, black people. I have spoken on that law on this Lawmasters program. I have not found just one law in the AZB. I have found another law, the Lord All Caps Law of Passover, the Law of Silence and Deceit. I have spoken on this Lawmasters Law of God broadcast. Two laws I have found in the AZB, the Lord All Caps Law of the Curse Against Africa and its Aboriginal people, black people, and the Lord All Caps Law of Passover, the Law of Silence and Deceit. That's not all. I have found a third law, the Lord All Caps Law of God, a law now in progress. Mark the Romans 7 verse 21 statement, find then a law as fulfilled. What is truth? Truth is the authorized version is indeed a law book. The Romans 7:21 statement says, find then a law. I have found three laws. One, the law of the curse. Two, the Passover law, the law of silence and deceit. And three, the law of God. I have obeyed the Romans 7:21 commandment and found two in addition. But the Lord All Caps has said to me in Philemon, verse 21, having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote to thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. Mark that Philemon, verse 21 statement as fulfilled. What is truth? Truth is I have done more than the Lord All Caps said in Romans 7:21. Now the Romans 7:21 statement, find then a law, is a commandment of the Lord All Caps. I have answered the Lord All Caps commandment with an action. Seeing I have found one commandment plus two more. What have I done? I have performed that written in 1 Samuel 15, verse 13. I have performed the commandment of the Lord All Caps. I have performed that written in 1 Samuel 15, verse 13, and I did it in accordance with Philemon, verse 21. What is truth? Truth is the specified statement in 1 Samuel 15, verse 13 is truth. I have performed the Lord All Caps commandment in Romans 7, verse 21. What have I done? Well, I have obeyed another commandment of the Lord, all caps. That commandment is set in Proverbs 2, verse 5. It is the last statement in the verse, the last five words. It says, find the knowledge of God. Find the knowledge concerning God. It is obvious in the many preceding episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast that I have done just that. I have found the knowledge concerning God in the AVB. And that knowledge is evident in these things. In the call intended for God, in the expectations concerning God, in the promises concerning God, in the things the Lord all caps has said to me, and in the law of God, I have found the knowledge of God. I have performed the commandment of the Lord, all caps, set in Proverbs 2, verse 5, saying, find the knowledge of God. Mark the commandment in Proverbs 2, verse 5, saying, find the knowledge of God as fulfilled. What is truth? Truth is, I have actually found the knowledge of God in the AVB. What have I done? I have discovered deep, intellectually profound things in the AVB. In finding the knowledge of God, I have discovered myself. I have discovered the law of God. I have discovered the promises made to God. I have discovered the expectations concerning God. I have discovered the Lord, all caps, call meant to be received by God. What is truth? Truth is the statement set in Job 12, verse 22, which says, he discovereth deep things. Using the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, he, God, discovereth deep things. Mark that Job 12, verse 22 statement of four words as fulfilled. What have I done? I have brought forth the thing that is hidden. I have brought forth these things which were hid in the AVB. The complex of the law of God, the law of God, the call intended for God, the promises made to God, the Lord, all caps, the knowledge of the that is, the promises made to God by the Lord, all caps, the knowledge of the AVB being a law book, the Passover law, the law of silence and deceit, and the Lord, all caps, curse against Africa and its aboriginal people, black people. What is truth? Truth is, I have brought forth not just one thing, but many things which were hid in the AVB. The statement set in Job 28, verse 11 is truth. It says, the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. That is to say, he, God, bringeth forth the thing that is hid. Mark that Job 28, verse 11 statement as fulfilled. Okay. Just a moment here, please. one more hidden commandment of the Lord, all caps, I have identified and performed. This hidden commandment is set in Job 11, verse 7, at the end of the first statement, which is a question. The three-word commandment is, find out God. Find out, as used here, means to discover. And that is what I have done. I spoke of it only a few minutes ago. In my study and analysis of the crucial matter of the AVB, I came to the realization that the Lord, all caps, was calling me God. In finding and understanding the knowledge of God, I discovered God in me. What is truth? Truth is, I have found out God. I have discovered God in me. What have I done? I have performed the Job 11, verse 7 commandment coming from the Lord, all caps. I have found out God. What is truth? The Lord, all caps, statement set in 1 Samuel 15, verse 13 is again truth, in that I have performed the hidden commandment set in Job 11, verse 7. I have found out God. Mark the three-worded Job 11, verse 7 commandment as fulfilled. Okay. That is a summary of things I have spoken. It's a summary of things I have been authorized and given power to do by the Lord, all caps. Now I want to turn attention to the question, who is God, in my summary. Who is God? The question is set in Psalm 18, verse 31. I have already been talking about this subject. So now I will remind you of words the Lord, all caps, has said to me in the AVB, which is the mouth of the Lord, all caps. The question is this, 1 Samuel 3, verse 17. What is the thing that the Lord, all caps, has said to thee? The Lord, all caps, has said to me, here are the references. I will give the references first, then I will read the statement coming from the listed references. Psalm 90, verse 2. Well, let me start again. The first reference is John 16, verse 4, then Psalm 90, verse 2, John 17, verse 3, Isaiah 42, verse 6, Isaiah 25, verse 1, Psalm 31, verse 14, Psalm 77, verse 14, Jeremiah 4, verse 28, Psalm 86, verse 10, Jeremiah 20, verse 7, Luke 4, verse 34, John 17, verse 10, Genesis 50, verse 18, Exodus 5, verse 16, Luke 15, verse 31, and Genesis 41, verse 40. The Lord, all caps, answers the question. The question being, what is the thing the Lord, all caps, has said to me? The Lord, all caps, says, these things have I told you. The you being a reference to me, myself. All right? These things have I told you. Thou art God, the only true God. I, the Lord, all caps, have called thee in righteousness. Thou hast done wonderful things. Thou art my God. Thou art the God that doest wonders. I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. All mine are thine. Behold, we, all Gentiles, be thy servants. Behold, thy servants are beaten, defeated. All that I have is thine. Thou shalt be ruler over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. That is a summary of things the Lord, all caps, has said to me. From the mouth of the Lord, all caps, the Authorized Version. Do not forget, I have spoken to you on the record of the Lord, all caps, secret scheme to assassinate God and his family, and his scheme to consume all things. Keep in mind, I am giving a summary of things I have spoken to you. Okay. Today and at this time, let me say this. I have an announcement to make, and I believe I'll make that announcement in a few minutes. Okay. Just a moment here. Let's see here. Okay. What is going on in this summary? I have a question. What is truth? I have stated some things that are truth. Who is God? In the summary on that subject, it is clear the Lord, all caps, has declared or pro- proclaimed me God. So we have what is truth, who is God. The commandment, 1 Samuel 14:43, tell me what thou hast done. I have told you many of the things that I have done. Now, this leaves one thing here, and it is the question in Acts 8:34, which says, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Okay, quite an interesting question. Of whom speaketh the prophet this? What is this, this? What is this, this? Well, the answer to that is the this can apply or be applicable to more than one thing here. That this can be applicable to what is this, the clues to the mystery of God. What is this? This statement here, Job 34:25, he knoweth their works. Okay? And the question, again, is of whom speak the prophet? Who is the prophet speaking about? Okay, first of all, the prophet is written in the singular prophet, but we know that we are told that there were many prophets who had to do with the writing of Bible content. Okay, now again, also to the word prophet is a synonymous to popes. Popes are responsible for Bible content. The popes were prophets. All the prophets were popes. The popes are responsible for Bible content. Of course, we know that all those popes that had to do with the writing of Scripture have long been dead. Okay, but they still speak by the word, the crucial matter of the AVD. What is this? This Job 34:25 statement, he knoweth their works. Of whom speaketh the prophet this? With reference to the word he, in the Job 34:25 statement, he knoweth their works. So he is a reference to God. He knoweth their works. He is a reference to me. Okay, and you've heard what I read, what the Lord all caps said to me in the summary statement just a few minutes ago. Okay, he knoweth their works. I know the prophet's works. I know the prophecy. I know the works of the Lord, all caps. So we know that the word Lord, all caps, although it sounds singular, it is inclusive of all the prophets or all the popes that had to do with the matter of writing Bible content, Bible crucial matter. He knoweth their works. I know the prophet's works. I know the pope's works that are in the AVD. And again, the he is a reference to me, the he is a reference to God. Okay, of whom speaketh the prophet this? What? This, Job 11:11. He knoweth vain men, he seeth wickedness also, will he not then consider it? Again, the he is a reference to me, but he is a reference to God. I have seen wickedness in the AZB, in my work on the Lord All Caps scheme to assassinate God. That's the wickedness. I have seen that work, and I have presented the content of that work to you on this program, this Lawmasters program. Okay? I see or have seen wickedness in the AZB, that being the content constituting the Lord All Caps plan or scheme to assassinate God and his family and to consume all things. He seeth wickedness also. Of whom speaketh the prophet this? Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8. He that seeketh findeth. That he is a reference to God, that he is a reference to me. I have sought and I have found. I have found wickedness, as I just spoke about in the AZB. I have found the law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. I have found the law of God. I have found the promises the Lord, all caps, has made to God. I have found the expectations the Lord, all caps, has put down or written concerning God. I have sought things, and I have found things. I have sought, and I have found many things. Of whom speaketh the prophet this? John chapter 16, verse 14. He shall receive of mine and shall show it to you, the people. But he, again, a reference to me, a reference to God. He shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. In my works, the content constituting my works come from the AZB, that is clear. As in the summary statement I read to you concerning things, the thing the Lord, all caps, has said to me, all of those statements come from the authorized version. Okay? Things constituting my work on the, say, law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit, all of those things constituting that work come from the AZB. I have taken from the book of the Lord, all caps. I have taken things from the book of the Lord, all caps. And I show those things to you, the people. Of whom speaketh the prophet this? John 16, verse 13. He will show you things to come. Again, the he is a reference to myself, the he is a reference to God. He will show you things to come. And what are the things to come? What do we mean by that, in that phrase, things to come? The things that I show you were once things to come, but now they have come. They are here. They exist. Okay? Such as, say, the Lord All Caps law of the curse against Africa and its aboriginal people, black people. it was what before or before me, it was indiscernible. It was not intact. I have put the things together which make up that curse, the curse being a set of objectives, a listing of objectives that the Lord, all caps, the papacy, wrote down against black people. It exists now. It exists. It exists intact. Okay? It was a thing to come. It's showing you the law of God, showing you the promises of God, the promises the Lord, all caps, has made concerning God. Was once a thing to come. It is now here. It is now intact. I have read the promises on this program. Okay? He will show you things to come. Also, I have written a ban on the teaching of Jesus. It was a thing to come. It is here now. It exists. Okay. And other things I have done that were once not, but now they are. He giveth right to the poor. Of whom speaketh the prophet this? He giveth right to the poor. Job 36, verse 6, again, a reference to myself, a reference to God. The question can be asked of 2 Corinthians 9, verse 9. He hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. A reference to God, a reference to myself. Of whom speaketh the prophet this? Job 28, verse 11. The thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. Okay? Same thing. He is a reference to me. He is a reference to God. Daniel 2, verse 22. Same. He revealeth the deep and secret things. A reference to myself. A reference to God. And that is what I have spoken to you in summary about today, deep and secret things. I have mentioned the law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit, the law of the Lord all caps curse against black people, the aboriginal people of Africa. Okay, deep things. The law of God, deep things, promises made to God, deep things, etc. Okay. I reveal the deep and secret things that have been in the authorized version all this time. Of course, the things were not intact. Okay. Daniel 2, verse 29, he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Again, a reference to myself, a reference to God. He shall appear in his glory. Psalm 102, verse 16. A reference to me, a reference to God. My glory is my work, and I appear in my work. In my work on this program, I appear. God appears. God is made known. God can be seen. Okay? Understood. He shall appear in his glory. I appear in my work. Job 12, verse 4. He answereth him. the he a reference to me, the he a reference to God. I have answered the Lord, all caps. As in the question, what is truth? I have put an answer to that. Okay? Who is God? I have given an answer to that. He answereth him. I answered the Lord, all caps. The statement, of whom speak the prophet? The question, the statement, Isaiah 42, verse 1. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The he, a reference to myself, the he, a reference to God. Okay. Let's see here. And I'll just do a couple of these, maybe a few, just a few of these. Of whom speaketh the prophet this, with regard to the expectations concerning God. He will bring me forth to the light. Micah 7, verse 9. The he, a reference to me, a reference to the he, a reference to God. Okay? He will make the law honorable. Isaiah 42, 21. Again, the same. The he, a reference to me. The he, a reference to God. Okay? Here's one, Psalm 57, verse 22. In answer to the question, of whom speaketh the prophet this? I, the Lord all caps, will cry to God Most High, to God that performeth all things for me. I have performed all things. I perform all things. God performs all things. Isaiah 42, verse 13, he shall prevail against his enemies. Of whom speaketh the prophet this? He shall prevail against his enemies. The he, a reference to me. The he, a reference to God. Okay. Here's one, John 14, 26. He shall teach you all things. Isn't that what I'm doing? That is what I am doing. The he, a reference to myself, the he, a reference to God. He shall testify of me, John 15, 26. The same, the same. John 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. The same. The he, a reference to me, the he, a reference to God. Okay. Let's speak about the promises then. Of whom speaketh the prophet this? Okay, let's see what we have here. Promise. John 16, verse 16. John 14, verse 18. Romans 14, verse 24. 3 John, verse 14. Ye shall see me. The ye, a reference to me. The ye, a reference to God. I will come to thee. The thee, a reference to me. The thee, a reference to God. We shall speak face to face, the we being God, myself, and the Pope, Pope Benedict XVI. Remember, he was to come to my house October 17th, 12 o'clock p.m., to appear in the presence of God. He did not do that, all right? He did not. Therefore, we were not able to speak face to face. Pope Benedict XVI, frustrated the law. He frustrated scripture. He hindered this, or he, what? He kept this from being done. He kept this statement from being fulfilled. We shall speak face to face. 3 John, verse 14. Of whom speaketh the prophet this? I will help thee, saith the Lord, all caps. Isaiah 41, verse 13. The thee, a reference to me, the thee, a reference to God. Okay? The promise. Mark 14, verse 31, Joshua 1, verse 5. I will not deny thee in any wise. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. The thee, a reference to me, the thee, a reference to God, the I, a reference to the living, sitting Pope, the promise coming from the Lord, all caps. Okay, so I have answered the question, what is truth? I have answered the question, who is God, in my summary. I have answered this question, of whom speaketh the prophet, in my summary. And I have performed the commandment of 1 Samuel 14:43, where the Lord, all caps, says to me, tell me what thou hast done. I have done that. I have told him and you and the world things I have done. So I said I would give an announcement today. Okay. Well, it's time for it. It's time for the announcement. And I've got to pull it up. I've got to get it. This may be it here. That's it. Here it is. Okay. Excuse me. The announcement. Today, and at this time, I bring to an end my formal presentation of evidence. I say to Pope Benedict XVI, to all other powers that be, and to all the people, take these presents set forth in these 33 episodes of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, and act accordingly and responsibly. Knowing these things, the law of God is open, it is in effect, it is unobstructed. I have made it clear. God is made known. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. This is the time of fulfillment. I have given you an abundance of evidence showing and proving I am the God the AZB talks about, the AZB exalts, supports, and upholds. The evidence cannot lie. The evidence speaks for itself. Now I invoke the ruling set in Exodus 9, verse 28, and 1 Kings 19, verse 4, which says, it is enough to say the least. You heard it, and you heard it from me. That does not mean that that this program comes to an end, and there will be no more Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. That does not mean that. That means exactly what was said with respect to my giving in a formal manner, evidence proving and showing that I am the God the AVB talks about, exalts, and upholds. So that's that. Let me look at we have 4 minutes remaining. I don't see any callers there. What have I done today? In short, again, I have given a summary of things I have talked about on this Lawmaster's Law of God program in the many episodes, the 33, this marks the 33rd episode today. So in these 33 episodes, or on these 33 episodes, I have given a summary today. The summary ending my presentation of evidence to the papacy and to the world of the fact that I am the God the Bible talks about, exalts, and supports and upholds. Join me again next week for another episode of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I say to you, join me next Sunday, hopefully at the same time, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you.